AM 700, KBYR, Anchorage. It's time for Conversations Unlimited with your host, Dave Stroh.
Good morning and welcome. Let me introduce to you my co-host for this next hour, Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage. He believes that the body has a tremendous power to heal itself and that it just needs no interference for better health. He joins us at our studios at 9th and Gamble this morning for our first conversation. Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, David.
Welcome welcome to November.
November.
Here we go. I have a question for everybody this morning. What would you do to live your longest and healthiest life? Well, that is the $4.2 trillion question that the wellness industry is built upon today, an industry that is fueled by supplements, exercise programs, and countless diet plans, all promising to bring you the best health that money can buy. But is there another way? Is chiropractic care the way to living your healthiest life? That's the topic of our first conversation with you.
Question.
If you had to rank it, where does chiropractic place when it comes to good health and longevity?
Well, if you're asking a chiropractor, it's going to be number one.
Okay.
It's going to be asking. Yeah, well, yeah, all right, good. So it's a good place to ask because I happen to be a chiropractor. So as a chiropractor, I think that if we are going to look at overall health and we're going to look at overall wellness, that state of wellness, that it's an entity now, right?
Yes, it is.
So we want to get to our point of wellness. We want to be as well as we can be. That's why our phone number is 569 well, because we don't want pain people. We don't want sick people. We want everybody well. And in order to do that, it has to start with a properly functioning nervous system, because that's what controls all other systems. And we will get you to a point where your nervous system is functioning better, but we have to do those other things as well. We have to do the proper nutrition with the proper supplements. I took my supplements this morning before I came on the radio because I'm going right to the gym afterwards. So we got to make sure we do that. And then we're going into exercise. I slept well last night. The dogs didn't get me up at 3 o'clock in the morning last night. So that was good, right? So we want to get sleep. We want to get proper nutrition. We want to get proper exercise. We want to get positive thoughts going. We maybe start with a little meditation in the morning or at night, and then we build from there. So we have to have all those things. We can't have a financial crisis and think we're going to have a good mental state, which is going to lead to bad sleep and then going to lead to bad nutrition because we're going to get upset. So it all has to go hand in hand. But I do think that as a chiropractor, we have to have that nervous system functioning and decrease our overall stresses. We had someone come in yesterday. She's like, well, I'm nervous. And I went to the hospital and I was going to do surgery, but I didn't do surgery because I had a heart arrhythmia. And then she showed me a video and she said, well, look, it has to do with my Atlas. And I'm watching the video. I had to go painfully sit through the video to say, maybe you should listen to the radio show, because we just talked about that last week.
Yes, we did.
And we talk about the high sympathetic state, and it just all comes down to the properly working nervous system, so everything functions. The heart is a function of the nervous system.
I heard a great quote this week. If you don't take care of your wellness today, you'll take care of your illnesses tomorrow.
Well, that's beautiful.
Isn't that something?
I love it. And I joke about wellness being a thing, because is it a thing? Is it an entity? It's a state of the organism, where we are in that moment of time. And are we doing well today? Could we do weller tomorrow? And do we look at that? Are we preventing any disease processes? Are we doing things for prevention? Or are we just waiting until there are symptoms and signs that say, oh, now I got to do something about it. Now I have to exercise because apparently this 50 pounds just came on today. No, I mean, it builds up over time. And it's all that principle number 6 of the 33 chiropractic principles. There's no process that does not require time. It takes time to be sick. It takes time to be well. It's all about time.
Dr. Kersey, with society's quest for ultimate wellness, are you ever taken back by society's sometimes refusal or even unawareness that chiropractic will help them acquire the wellness and the quality of life that they desire and that they seek out?
That's a great question, because there's so many people out there that just don't realize what chiropractic is, and they're thinking, well, it's just about pain. It's really not.
It's just about low back pain.
It's just about low back. I don't need a chiropractor because I don't have low back pain. It's really not about that pain. It's about that overall system, and we're trying to get people to reach their optimum potential. So if you want to say wellness, you want to say optimum potential, you want to say a better state of health, it has to be a properly working nervous system. And, well, it's just muscles. No, it's not. It's just, well, it's just pain. No, it's not. It's all those things together. So we have to look at the overall organism and see how we're functioning. And if we have that, nervous system functioning to where it should be, I think you have a better chance of maintaining health than if you didn't.
For those of us who want to live beyond our life expectancy, must we now be making major moves with the way we approach our bodies? And what would you believe is that very first move to make for somebody who is just starting out on the path?
Okay, well, let's think about that. I had an email today from the 100-Year Lifestyle, and I didn't read it because I was just going through, and I was checking off 100 of them, and I just was just seeing what I need to go back to today. And I think that there has to be an awareness. And if we are aware of where we are in our biological spectrum, mm-hmm. from birth to death, and we look at ourselves and we do some self-reflecting and actually say, okay, where am I? Am I doing the best thing I can do today? Or what did I do yesterday? I had a really nice meal at the Rustic Goat last night.
Oh, congratulations.
But I overate, but it was good. I mean, it was good food. But I mean, do I need to eat like that? What do I need to do to make myself better today than I was yesterday? And really take a look around and say, where am I? Am I at the right weight for me? Is my body in the right state? Is my mind where it needs to be? Am I reading the right books? Am I just sitting on a couch? Am I exercising? What am I doing? And just kind of be aware of where you are and take a look and see what your influences are. And read some really good stuff on the you are the five people that you hang around
right.
most, the five most influential. They're saying, well, wait a minute. It's not just the five most influential people. It goes beyond that. If your friend is gaining weight and you gain weight, I think it was 62% of the time, you'll gain weight as well. But if your friend's friend is gaining weight, you'll gain weight 11% of the time because it's the community that we're in. So where are we? Who are we surrounded with? What is our influence and what is shaping our lives so we can live a better life? So we want to make sure we're highly influenced by the right people.
You know, you're beginning to look like Dr. Foley every day.
Am I getting skinnier?
Yes, you are.
Boy, Dr. Foley, man, he lost some weight, didn't he? He's manorexic.
Why is chiropractic care a different path to longevity?
Because it's done without drugs and surgery, and it is an all-natural way to obtain a potential that we're looking for. If we are sitting at our desk, or one person said to me, what about, last week we talked about sedentary lifestyle and those micro traumas that are causing problems because it's one micro trauma upon another leading to a He's like, what about us heavy equipment operators up here on the slope? You know, you're forgetting about us. Well, we know that you're having problems and we know that we're doing those things. But it is chiropractic that is going to make things function the way they were meant to function without interference. And if we remove interferences, then we have a better chance of assimilating foods or having a better biomechanics when we exercise or able to lift and move things on a regular basis that we had trouble with before. It's going to better your sleep. It's going to free your mind. It's going to decrease the sympathetic state with that high state of fight and flight all the time and decrease that and increase the parasympathetic. So there are so many things that come down to the overall nervous system, and it's all energy, right? And we have all these talks, all these things that are going around us in the wellness industry come back to what chiropractic was based on, which is the tone of your system. And if our tone of our system is correct, then everything else should follow.
Is there a big change in our thinking that has to be made before we get on that path to wellness?
You know, even yesterday I saw, because we have to go back all the way to a day.
24 hours.
Yeah, 24 hours to get some really good stories. And we talk about the people who are not chiropractic friendly. And, that chiropractic, that person doesn't believe in chiropractic. I don't care if you believe in it or not. We're talking about a little kid born in Australia. And I said, are they getting him adjusted? You know, the baby, I just happened to say, are they going to get him adjusted? Well, I don't think the father believes in that. Well, what's there to believe in, man? It's just making sure your nervous system is free from the get-go and making sure you don't have the problems later on that you're having right now. So
you bring up a good question. What is the belief in chiropractic?
It's belief. It's like, oh, I don't believe in chiropractic.
I don't believe in chiropractic.
I don't believe in it.
Well, what does that mean?
I don't know. It's, I don't believe in Santa Claus, but I mean, I don't believe in, it's not like it's a myth. It's not like it's a fable. It's real. I don't believe in medicine.
I don't believe that when you adjust the spine, that it affects the rest of the body.
Right. It's quackery. Well, we sued the AMA back in 87.
Yes,
we won
did.
Because it's not quackery. It's real science. It's based on science. And everything that we're doing, all the research, Tony Robbins just came out with a book called Life Force.
Yes.
Right? I mean, look at that. It's all the new things out there. Well, it's all based on the same thing, premises that we're based on, which is nervous system and all energy flow and the overall processes of the body. So if you don't believe in chiropractic, what do you say? You don't believe in medicine. I do believe in medicine. I believe it exists. I believe it does certain things. I believe it inhibits. I believe it stimulates. I believe it decreases people's pain. I believe it has a lot of effects. I mean, there's a lot of great things out there happening in the medical world, but that doesn't mean that I take medicine on a daily basis. It means I've never taken a Tylenol or an Advil in my adult life. I've never taken an ibuprofen. I don't choose to go down that path.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't choose chiropractic as a part of your healthcare tool bag, that's fine. If you don't want our help as chiropractors, great. Go get some help somewhere else. We don't care. But if you choose it, that's a different thing than believing in it. And whether you believe it or not, it still works. And it's still the second largest healthcare profession in the world. So you can't not believe in something that has been proven time and time again.
When it comes to longevity, is it a waste of time, in your opinion, if it is not a long-term effort without constant intervention to stay the course through a lifetime?
Okay, that's a great point, because let's look at your overall body weight. You can't diet one week and not diet the other week and expect a huge change. You can't exercise one day and think, I'm going to be huge, I'm going to get pumped up today, and I'm going to... It's process. It's all a process. And when we go through a process, it's like when you start chiropractic care, and we have a really nice gentleman right down the street here. He works in sales at an automotive place, and he's got 40-some years of degenerative changes in there. And to make... He said yesterday, I've had this pain for years, once a year, twice a year, but it always seems to go away. I said, that's you not listening to your body telling you to do something. And we waited until now the pain is there constantly, and it is not going away. It is a process now to get him back on that road to health and get him where he was before he had the symptoms and the sign of, oh, there's something really wrong. It's been wrong for a long time. So it is a process of getting people back towards their road to health. And it is a process of exercise and diet and sleeping and everything you have to do. It takes time, and it does take a commitment to actually really trying to change your life. You know, what do you want to change? You know, do I just want to have a better attitude during the day? Well, maybe I have to get up and ask myself certain questions of how I'm going to proceed throughout my day to make my day more positive, more fulfilling. And in order to do that, I have to actually have a mindset, and I have to continue that every day. I can't just have a good mindset today and then tomorrow have, you know, well, today's a crappy day because it's 17 degrees out. I have to say, okay, what's the benefits of this? And am I going to exercise today? Well, I did it yesterday. Do I need to do it again today? Yeah, I do. And I need to get back in there. And tonight, I'm looking forward to another good rest. And if the dogs don't get me up, it's going to be really nice.
I think the word you're looking for is consistency.
Consistency. Well,
consistency.
Dave, why didn't we just say that in the beginning? We could just said it takes consistency. I wouldn't have had a ramble.
Do you see the everyday culture around us supporting a longer, healthier life? Or is it every person for themselves left to their own choices, their own plans, and their own motivations?
Yeah, there are so many people. Everybody's a guru these days. You know that,
yes,
right?
Yes, they are.
I had to trash about 50 emails of all the gurus telling me how I should live. And we know that there are so many things out there to benefit us. There are so many. How many gyms are out there? How many workout facilities are out there?
Yes.
How many home exercise things during the pandemic? How many different exercise? You couldn't buy a bike. They were selling. So it's out there. The food. I mean, there's so many things out there. There's meal plans that you can buy, and they can deliver your food every day. They make it easy for you.
Yes, they do.
There's mattress stores on every corner. That's a little suspicious to me, but I don't know how many people that need a mattress. But they're, get better sleep. There's the opportunities out there to better your life are there. We just have to choose them.
Would you say that we are living in an age where our environment is established to support our health and wellness these days?
Ooh, well, there's a lot of toxins out there, and there's a lot of viruses out there that
yes,
I'm scared of. What if I get in trouble and get a virus? So there are things out there that support us, and they're out there against us. And yesterday was Halloween. How many kids are going to have toxic environments within them today because of all the
sugar
and all the problems from that? And we're going to see that this week. We're going to see increased cold. It's cold and flu season. Well, we just destroyed our system by putting so many toxins in our body that our resistance came down, and now the opportunistic organisms are going to come in and take over and make us sick because, oh, it's cold and flu season. No, you're destroying your system season, and we have to make sure that we're not putting too many toxins in our body. So they're out there. People are doing those things called drugs. That's horrible. I like bad drugs, like that's not good. There's always something out there to destroy your life. We just have to choose a different path.
From your point of view, should parents be aware of, be prepared for behavioral changes in their children because of the influx
Absolutely.
And the intake of sugar this week?
Yeah, man. I mean, and we're just going to put a couple packs in their lunch today, and we're just going to do that.
Yeah.
You're adding to that, and it is a big process. And it's funny because every Halloween we see that, and the hyperactive kids, and just getting their nervous system straight is one way to combat that, and it really does make a difference.
And will sugar affect their nervous system?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Okay.
And then once you have sugar, you crave more sugar, and it's worse than the drugs. Yeah, and it really is a impact on your system. So, but cleaning up the kids' diets is number one. And why do you have to? If you're giving your kids McDonald's under the age of two and French fries and all that, stop. I mean, get your kids on a healthier diet. Just because they're kids doesn't mean they need to eat like kids.
I'm going to ask you a big question. Why should chiropractic care be considered a tool in fighting chronic diseases people often battle in their lifetimes, like heart disease, cancer, and diabetes?
That's a great question, because you're like, you're a chiropractor. You think you can treat everything with an adjustment.
But you don't.
I don't. I don't treat anything. I just remove cause.
Right.
If you're smoking, right, and we know that if we look at an X-ray and we see a T3 subluxation, T4 subluxation, I'm going to say, you a smoker? And they're going to say, well, yeah, why? Uh-huh. I used to be a smoker. No, because usually when we see an X-ray and there's a T3 subluxation like that and we see a huge misalignment of the upper thoracic spine, we think that there's a problem with the lungs or there's a problem with the thoracic spine that goes down to the lungs. Are you having lung problems? And it's a two-way street. Are you having heart problems? Well, yeah, but I injured my upper thoracic spine when I was younger and now I have, a heart. Well, it's always a two-way street. So we want to make sure that the pathways are clear where the nervous system is going to the organ and where the organ is going back to the nervous system. We want to make sure that pathways are clear so it can function the best it can function. So, and as far as diabetes and all that, if we have to look at diet and exercise when we look at diabetes. We
Yes.
have to look at that with blood pressure. Okay, well, there's a study in Chicago back in the day that said, if you get your atlas adjusted, you're decreasing blood pressure. That's great. But is it just that? Is it just the atlas adjustment, or is it everything else you're doing? We had a young lady come in yesterday that brought her own blood pressure cuff.
Really?
And it was amazing. I said, wow. It was not a small blood pressure cuff. It was a large, I'm going to say 10 inch by 6 inch
yes.
blood pressure cuff with an actual, like an old Spigmo mammometer, like where you put the cuff around your arm. And she said, here's my blood pressure now. It was like 150, 160 over 100. But yesterday, it was 110 over 70.
That's not bad.
And it's white coat syndrome. So when they come into the office, she said, I just wanted to see if I actually had white coat syndrome. And then we took her blood pressure. It was like 150 over 110. I was like, wow. But it was that white coat syndrome. But she had proof that the day before, she was in a state of health and as far as blood pressure goes. So there are those things. So we have to look at blood pressure. We have to look at, are you taking your blood pressure at home or are you just taking it here because maybe you're a little nervous? And that goes away. And then today, I'm sure if we took her blood pressure again, it's not going to be like that. But that was an interesting, I don't know where I came up with that, but that was,
Are you okay with having chiropractic being linked by prevention of the big three that I just mentioned,
oh, yeah.
heart disease, cancer, and diabetes?
Oh, yeah. I think that if your nervous system, and I say, well, you chiropractors, you talk about the nervous system. Why? Because we don't really talk about a lot of musculoskeletal involvement. We talk about neuromusculoskeletal involvement and chiropractic. And I think that we need really get that big big picture out there that the nervous system is the big system, and it does control all other systems. So if we are having that on our side, and we know that our system is functioning correctly, then maybe we can combat those other diseases, especially heart disease and the big C. What about the big cancer? You know, right. That's just cells gone awry, and they form a tumor, and then they get bigger and bigger. What can we do to prevent that? Well, I think that, you know, if we have every chance we have, and we make sure that we're doing all the things right, including chiropractic care, including making sure that nervous system is working, so that innate intelligence, your body's innate intelligence that fights off all diseases and problems on a regular basis, if that innate can flow, if that life force can flow from above down, inside out, and prevent all those other things, I think we have a better chance than not.
You have been a doctor of chiropractic for nearly 30 years. From that perspective, if people are surrounded by supporting factors that keep them doing the right things for long enough, would it then be possible to keep chronic disease at bay?
I think so. And I think we see that in a lot of our patients. And it's fun that we have all these patients that don't develop these issues.
Right.
And it's like, huh. And it's not like we all of a sudden we're taking care of somebody for so many years and they're like, oh, I got this. It's a weird environment. So how much are we really preventing things? Because we have a pretty good record. And I was joking around with the salesman the other day. I said, you got to get better, bro, because you're ruining my record here. You know, we're doing pretty well. And you're taking a week to get, you know, out of your severe pain. And we talk about different things like that. But it's interesting because there are a lot of people functioning at a higher level because they had chiropractic care. And even vertigo and the dizziness, there's a lot of that going around. For some strange reason, there's more vertigo right now. I don't know why, but we're seeing way more vertigo this year than usual. And that helps. And so if you have vertigo and you're not getting adjusted, you're suffering. And if we can remove that suffering, because you're in a bad mood, oh, we had a... somebody said yesterday about a bad mood. Oh, I know. It was this young lady who came in. She said, I've been mean to my children. My parents, my kids are telling me I'm mean. And her husband told her she needed to get adjusted because she hurt herself. And it was all low back pain. But that low back pain led to poor attitude and crankiness. And she came in yesterday to get adjusted because of that. So it prevents so many other things from happening in your life that we don't even think about. And if you have a better attitude as a mom because you're not in a pain state, which led to your emotional state, which, you know, all plays in together, it's a better world.
You are trained to see thoughts, traumas, and toxins. Is the unhealthy choice in our face 24/7?
Yes, there's always a better way to get toxins in there and to have bad thoughts and to have and slipping on. I almost bit it last night or yesterday morning in the parking lot. I was talking to Coop on the phone and I said, whoa, he said, slip on the ice. I said, yeah, man. So I got to get out the ice bugs and make sure that I don't, because I can't afford to go down like a sack of potatoes, because if I land and break my wrist or something, let's not put that out there. But
right.
Thoughts are things. And if we put out that thought, it might happen. We want to make sure that we prevent injury, and it is a big thing. And we do have those thoughts, traumas, and toxins every day in our face, and we have to know how to avoid them, and we have to choose the right path every single day.
Can a person create an environment and a life change with the introduction of chiropractic care? And is chiropractic care that culture?
If you choose chiropractic care, if you are looking to better your health and you choose chiropractic care, and your chiropractor, no matter, not me, Dr. Foley, or someone else, they're going to address different issues of, oh, you're holistic. You're going to look at everything. You're going to look at my diet, my exercise, my sleep, and my woes, and my attitude. Yeah, we're going to look at all that. We're going to look at all those things. So if you're choosing to make a conscious effort to get to a better state of health, yes, you are going to go down that avenue, and it is going to be a look at what you are really doing in your life. And I think I answered your question.
Yes,
maybe a little bit.
You have been doing this as a chiropractor for 30 years. You've adopted the lifestyle, integrated it into your own life.
Yeah.
Would you say that you are a much better, healthier person for being a chiropractor and living that lifestyle?
Yeah. So like my dad always lived a healthy lifestyle. I mean, he worked out until, you know, he just passed, but he was working out to the end. My mom is going to be 79 this month. She's working out on a regular basis. We lived that lifestyle. We didn't live a lifestyle of not taking care of ourselves. But I think as a chiropractor, and I actually do what I preach, and
right.
it is a lifestyle. I choose to go down to see my children every other week and take time off from the practice for a couple of days every other week, so I make sure my kids' health is right there. I could send them to another chiropractor. Probably be a lot cheaper to go pay for a couple of adjustments, but I want to make sure my kids are doing well. I want to make sure that I'm in their life, and I think that's important. But I do try to eat healthy, do all those other things, take our supplements, do all the things we need to do, I'm living that chiropractic lifestyle, and I think I'm a pretty well. We had a Saturday or Sunday at the gym, and somebody said, "You know, you maintain that health, and you don't do this, that, and the other thing." And I said, "Well, yeah. I said, I mean, it's just my lifestyle. This is the way I am."
You bounce around a lot.
Yeah,
you're here in Anchorage.
Yeah.
You're in Scottsdale, Arizona. You're back east on the East Coast in New Jersey. In the name of health, how would you grade the city of Anchorage for well-being up against Scottsdale and New Jersey?
The cold, that's a tough one. So the cold is tough, and we see that. We see the different posturings in the cold.
Really?
And you see people hunched over
yes.
in cold. So I think that is an effect on people's health. I think that there's a benefit to sun, and if we're not getting sun, there is that seasonal depression.
I remember that.
Yeah, remember sun?
It was up in the sky. It was orange.
We might get to see it a little bit later today for an hour or so. So there is that effect. Effect on your overall health, and I do think that's it's healthy to have the sun. And there are a lot of seasonal affective disorder people, and they have their sad lights, and they have their things they're doing to prevent that. But the diet exercise market, I mean, we have one or two health food stores here.
Yes.
We don't have a lot of places where we can go and just eat real clean down in I know in Scottsdale, I go to the Protein House, and it's clean food and it's good eating. You go in there and we have those. There's a couple here, but there's not as many. And of course, it's the population, so it's not going to support it. Back in Jersey, I don't know. We get back there, we're eating cheesesteaks and pizza. We're going to go Eagles, and we're gonna eat just a little bit worse than we eat here
yes.
because we don't get that food, you know. So it's like, oh yeah, lasagna, yeah, pizza, yeah, cheesesteaks, yeah, Philly pretzels. Well. So yeah, but as far as the overall health, I don't know if there's one better than the other. But
is there a sense of vibrancy from the people of Scottsdale, Arizona, versus the people of Anchorage?
They are. They're a little bit more out there because it's sun. They're up early. They're going
yes.
to bed early. And last night I got pictures of my first Halloween without my kids this year. So kind of stunk. But I mean the Phantom Way behind their house is down there. There's thousands of people, and they're just everybody's out in their driveway, and it's just packed with people, and everyone's out. But last night, I only had one trick or treater, and he stole my whole bucket because I was out to dinner. But he stole my whole bucket, so it's a little bit different vibe. Yeah,
absolutely. What's the biggest health threat that you see as you travel the streets of Anchorage?
Oh, there is, if I'm not running over a person that doesn't have a home. So the biggest, just as I go around, I just think the lack of getting out there doing, I mean, somebody asked me the other day, do you walk those dogs? And I said, no, why would I get out and walk the dogs in the cold? And I got three dogs I'm trying to walk. But there are people out there doing that. I see runners every day. I see bikers every day. There's a lot of people still out there in the cold, in the bad condition, and they're still doing it.
Right.
And I think I should probably be going outside and maybe riding my bike out there and trying to do things a little bit more, because the outside right now is not really so friendly. So we have to get out there and try to do so. There has to be some kind of different outlet for your health. And I think in states where it's not so freezing, then mm-hmm. it's a little easier. But we just have to try to figure out something. So I'll go to the gym. Well, I saw a girl in the gym the other day. I went in there, and the guy next to me says, there's only four people in the gym. And he says, dude, she's been on there for like an hour and a half. And I was there for an hour, and she was still running and like, boom, 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 boom. And I thought, wow, how do you do that? How do you run for like 3 hours? That's
absolutely
incredible. But she was doing it, and she just happened to be inside.
How fast can there be a change in the way we treat our bodies, and that change resulting in a positive result and or effect?
Instantly. So we can make sure, as soon as you get adjusted, you're going to see a positive effect on your overall system.
Mm-hmm.
We see people with decreased pain. We see people with better attitudes. We see people that can get out of a chair. We can see people that can turn their neck. We can see all kinds of, oh, I don't have any tingling in my fingers anymore after that. Oh, I don't have any more leg pain when I bend over. I mean, this is just yesterday, though, the things I'm thinking that people said to me after we got adjusted. Oh, the fog is gone. Oh, my headache is gone. Oh, Oh, by the way, somebody came up to me, one of the servers last night, happens to be my patient, said, hey, by the way, I just realized that my stomach is not having the difficulty that it used to have because it was severe stomach disorder. And that is a big change in her life. All these things can happen. One person yesterday, what did I yell at him for? I said something. I don't know if it was a wallet. I don't know if it was something. I said, stop doing that. And I said, you know how long it takes to change a habit? Well, 21 days, because I read the book that says it takes 21 days to change a habit. It takes right now, immediately. This is my habit that I changed. I stopped my behavior, and I've changed.
You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. Our next conversation with Dr. Kersey continues after these messages. You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. I'm Dave Stroh. Dr. Kersey, what are you trying to achieve as a doctor of chiropractic?
Wow.
I know.
I am trying to serve our communities with the best chiropractic care that we can possibly give in order for the community to actually, and whatever community I'm in, to actually have a better state of community. Because when you adjust one person, it affects the next person and the next person. And I really do believe that's true. I'm here to serve the people. I go different places, and I'm really about making sure that we get the word out that chiropractic is where it should be, and I'm trying to preserve chiropractic and not have it quasi-medical, and I want it to be maintained the chiropractic world. So if that makes sense. So
yes.
Why am I really here? And as a chiropractor, I want to make sure that we are living a good, healthy life.
Did you take an oath to be a chiropractor?
Well, you do take. There's a chiropractic oath.
I was wondering.
Yeah, there's a chiropractic oath. It's on my wall. I'll show it to you next time you come in.
I'll come in Wednesday.
Yeah, right.
Show it to me. In all your years of schooling at the Palmer College, what was their underlying message to students like yourself?
Wow. I don't know. I think... there was always that the philosophy of chiropractic is huge at Palmer, and that's a big one of the big of the three-legged stool of philosophy, art, and science.
Mm-hmm.
Philosophy was always huge down there, and that was always fun. But it was just we learned on how to adjust. We learned how the body works. Somebody asked me the other day, did you have cadavers? Yeah, we had cadaver labs. I mean, we went through all that. We went through everything. Well, what about, medical school versus chiropractic school? We learned the same stuff. It's the same body. It's the same system. So we learned exam. We learned x-ray. Chiropractors are hugely schooled in x-ray. B.J. Palmer is the first to use x-ray for diagnostic technique or diagnostic evaluation. So x-ray is huge. We learned that we can serve the people without drugs and surgery and allow them to have a better life and create better communities, better world by serving through chiropractic.
As a student of chiropractic, were you surprised at the immensity and the complexity of the human body once you got into it?
Oh, yeah. And the tests weren't very easy. I mean, it was crazy. It's like they pick up a little nerve in the body and say, what is it? Where does it come from? What does it innervate? And it's like, that little string there, is that what I'm supposed to look at? But yeah, and the complexity of the human body is still amazing. It's a miracle every day. How are we doing what we're doing? We're talking, we're laughing, we're smiling, we're doing all these things. It's crazy. And then you think, lately I've been thinking about death because my father and in church this week, it was talking about death. I'm like, wow. And then you become real now. Like, what is now all about? What are we doing? Are we living our best life? And what do we have to think about? And we need to be living right now our best, healthiest life. And so, yeah, it's all becoming a little real, but it's super complex.
What do you think of the human body? Is it a marvel to behold?
Absolutely, every day. It's an absolute marvel, and it's incredible to see the processes that go on. And I said to some, they said, oh, I believe in you, or something like that. I believe you can help me. I said, well, I believe in you, and I believe that you can help yourself because you're the one that's healing. I'm just removing some interference and going finding and fixing and removing what's going on. But you're the one that's healing, and you're the miracle inside. And that's fun to watch. It's fun to watch people heal. It's fun to watch people go from one part of their life to another. And with an adjustment, and just that adjustment did that. Yeah, that adjustment did that.
Do you you try to get people to respect their body as much as you do?
I try, and some people listen, some people don't.
Right.
Some people just are there for pain relief, and they don't want to hear it. And then when the pain goes away, they go away, and then they come back years later and say, that didn't work because I still have pain. What, did you have pain for the last 2 years? No, but now it's back. So we have those people. We have people that do want to make sure their life is better. We had a young lady yesterday. I want to get my nutrition back on track so I can do the things I want to do. Mm-hmm. I want to start looking at things. So we helped her with that. And there's all kinds of things we can lead you to through the chiropractic office that will help you maintain a better life. So but you have to make the choice.
What did the Palmer College prepare you for in regards to the public's regard or lack of regard for the chiropractic industry that you were about to enter into?
Ooh, I don't know how much was there as far as that, but we were schooled on the old lawsuits. There was a lot of stuff out there, mm-hmm. but I think it was the overall, they gave you the education to take out into the world, but you had to kind of form it in your own way. But we learned so many things that it was hard not to just say, oh, wow, this is the way life should be. And you go back after the first, we were in trimesters, so three trimesters a year. After you go back to the first trimester, you're like, why doesn't everyone know this? Mm-hmm. Why don't more people know this simple concept? And still, when I talk to people, it's like, well, this, really? Really? I mean, there's little things and people just don't know. And it doesn't make them wrong. It just makes them unaware. And when you're unaware of what really chiropractic is or what I should be sleeping more than 4 hours. Yeah. Does that make sense to you? No, I just wake up and that's what I do. I mean, there's just people don't realize different concepts of health and happiness. And I think that we need to just kind of educate them.
Is the chiropractic industry unaware of its own message that you just mentioned, but you don't hear a lot about from the chiropractic industry?
You know what? I bet you're right. And there's a lot of things that we think everybody knows.
Well, everybody knows that.
Oh, but they sure. don't. And they don't. So next week I have to go down to the Congress of Chiropractic State Association meeting. So I'll be going all next week because I'm going down there. I'll see patients in Arizona Monday, Tuesday, and I'll go Wednesday through Sunday to St. Louis. And it's a different place every year. And it's the most non-self-serving convention of the year because it's all the state associations coming together to get information of what other states are doing, how to educate our doctors better so they can serve their patients better. Mm-hmm. And it is a wonderful community coming together to try to benefit the world of chiropractic through our membership of our chiropractors and that reach the patients. And it's fantastic and it's fun, but it's a lot of work. And I think that's one of the messages I'll look at down there and say, wait a minute, not everybody knows that.
Absolutely. Do you have a singular promise that you make to yourself when there is a patient standing in front of you?
Oh, I do, David. How about that? I give the best adjustment I can give no matter what. And if it's me hurting my shoulder that I have to wrench a certain way or leaning of a certain way, if it's a super huge patient, I'm going to give every possible ounce of energy I can to that patient mm-hmm. every single time. I'm never going to let you leave with something I know that I can adjust that needs to be adjusted no matter what. So I try to give the best adjustment I can give every single time without fail.
Is one of the profound attributes of chiropractic is that you don't lose a lot of patients to death on the drop table?
You scared of that drop table. Oh, no, the drop table. Yeah, the drop table's no big deal. It's just a little drop. Another chiropractor came in to ask me to get adjusted yesterday, and he said, well, this doesn't have a drop. So I said, sure it does. I said, what do you want to drop? I said, what are you doing? So, with the drop table, nobody. And somebody said something yesterday about breaking necks. I don't know where it came from, but it doesn't happen. We don't break. There's not. I don't know of one case.
I have not seen a paramedic outside your office.
No,
since I've been going.
We had one. We had one back in 2001 or 2002 or something like that, where a guy came in to fall in our office and to sue us and to, because he knew what was going on. He just needed a place to fall, so sure. He came in our place. That didn't turn out so well, but. Yeah, we're okay. But that was another experience that I had to live through. And it was not fun, but we got through it. But overall, there's no broken necks. There's no broken backs and no broken. I mean, occasionally you have we had a lady many years ago came in. Oh, I think you broke my rib. I said, well, that's funny because you came in yesterday, said you fell on the counter and you broke your rib. And then today you're going to tell me I broke your rib. I forgot about that. But that's why notes are important.
Yes.
Because that's when they come in and they tell you they broke a rib. So it's pretty funny, but we don't break necks, we don't break backs, it doesn't happen. People don't die. We are schooled. What about stroke? Well, they did the studies and said no matter if you're gonna have a stroke that day, wherever you are, you're gonna have a stroke no matter what office you're in. And if you're seeing a chiropractor, you have a less likely chance of having a stroke. So there's all kinds of things out there.
You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic here in Anchorage on AM 700 KBYR. Our next conversation with Dr. Kersey continues after this. You're listening to Conversations Unlimited with Dr. Todd Kersey of Kersey Chiropractic on AM 700 KBYR. I'm Dave Stroh. Dr. Kersey, is it a battle to try to get people to reconsider hiding their symptoms with medication these days?
It's a battle every day. Well, I had to take a couple ibuprofen this morning because I had pain. Did you have to take it or did you choose to take it? Did you do anything else? Did you do some stretching, some icing, some anything else? That's a new phrase. Did you take some anything else? but it's all about choices today, Dave. And we have to say, do I want to mask my symptom or do I want to find the cause? And I had a young lady, I don't know, she's in her maybe 70s, and she was talking about still taking ibuprofen. I said, why don't you try not taking ibuprofen the next morning?
You said that?
And I did. And she said, because I'm not allowed to say don't take it or take it, because I'm saying, why don't you experiment? And why don't you experiment with not taking it? Well, I didn't take it this morning, and I feel about the same as I did when I did take it. I'm like, all right, so then we don't need it. Yesterday said, okay, so I slept all night for the first time. I'm not in any pain. I don't have any tingling. I don't have any facial tingling anymore. Okay. And we didn't take the drugs to not feel the symptom, to numb the problem. So we got there, and it was fun. But everybody's always reaching for, I just want to feel good now. I just want to feel good now. Okay, but it's masking.
Do you like to see a patient be as concerned about their own health and well-being and wellness as you, their chiropractor, is?
Wouldn't that be nice, Dave? Wouldn't it be nice if I said, listen, this is a serious thing. Well, it's just a little bit of this, or it's just a little bit of that. It can lead to other things. So I try to care as much as I can without being too involved and getting too upset. But it is tough when people don't listen. Or when they bring their kid in and I say, pick up your head, man. Pick up your head, your chin's on your chest. And they say, no. And the parent just goes, I want to slap the mother. But I wouldn't. But
you wouldn't.
But no. But you know what I'm saying?
He's kidding.
I'm kidding. But it's when you don't take it seriously, and we talk about text neck and we talk about anterior weight bearing. And when you don't take it seriously, all right, but when your kid's having problems later on, and we told you about this, you didn't do anything to help your child out because their chin's on their chest all day long looking at their phone, it's not good for you.
Right.
And it just bothers me, and I get upset, and I don't need to because it, you know, will frustrate me.
Because you are bi-coastal, what are your hours as we head into the month of November?
Oh, they're going to be the same.
Are they really?
Yeah,
what are those?
There should be staff there every day, 9 to 6.
And Did you say should be?
Should be. like today we have car problems, so there's not going to be anybody there answering the phones. I think I'm going to go answer phones for a little bit now. And then we have Monday, Wednesday, Friday. We're there all day. Okay. Patients in the morning, patients in the afternoon. And then Tuesday and Thursday afternoon, we see patients.
Fantastic. Dr. Kersey, I want to thank you for sharing this hour with us. If you would like to live a life of better health, you can call Dr. Kersey at Kersey Chiropractic and Dr. Foley at what number, Doc?
569-WELL, 569-9355.
Dr. Kersey will join us again next Tuesday at 8 a.m. for another Conversation Unlimited. I'm Dave Stroh. Have a good week.